Chapter 5. A Sheep in a Shop. Someone was running through the trees. It was the White Queen. She was coming towards Alice. She was running so fast that she was almost flying. Alice went to meet the White Queen.
"Good afternoon," she said. "I found this shawl. Is it yours?"
The White Queen nodded and put her hand out to take the shawl. Alice helped her to put it round her shoulders.
"She's very untidy," she thought. "Her crown isn't straight, her hair is tangled, and there are pins everywhere."
As the White Queen tried to put a pin in her shawl, Alice said,
"Shall I do that for you?"
"Oh, yes, please. I can't get it right," replied the White Queen. "I've pinned it here and I've pinned it there, but nothing fixes it."
Alice pinned the shawl for her. Then she said,
"Shall I brush your hair now?"
"You'll have to get the brush out first. It's stuck in my hair, and I lost my comb yesterday," replied the White Queen.
Alice found the brush and started to tidy the White Queen's hair. Then she tidied her clothes and put her crown on straight.
"There, that looks better," she said. "But you're a queen. Don't you have a servant to help you with your clothes and your hair?"
"You can be my servant," replied the White Queen. "I'll pay you 2 pennies every week, and you can have jam on your bread."
Alice started to laugh.
"I don't want to be your servant," she said. "And I don't want any jam."
"It's very good jam," said the White Queen with a frown.
"Well, I don't want any today," said Alice.
"You can't have jam today. You can have jam yesterday, but never jam today. That's the rule," cried the White Queen.
"I don't understand," said Alice. "It's all very confusing."
"I live backwards, you see," explained the White Queen. "It is confusing at first."
"But how can you live backwards?" asked poor Alice. "No one can do that."
"I can," said the White Queen. "I can remember things before they happen."
"I can't," said Alice. "What sort of things do you remember?"
"Things that happened next week, mostly."
As she spoke, the White Queen took a bandage from her pocket and put it on her finger.
"Why is she doing that?"
wondered Alice.
"She hasn't hurt herself."
"Let me tell you about the King's messenger," said the White Queen. "He's in prison, poor thing. Soon, of course, he'll do the crime. Backwards, you see."
"But he may not do the crime," said Alice.
"That would be a good thing, wouldn't it?"
said the White Queen.
"It would be a good thing, but it wouldn't be a good thing if they punished him for it,"
said Alice.
"Have you ever been punished?"
asked the White Queen.
"Yes, of course. Not for something I didn't do,"
said Alice.
"Well, if you didn't do it, that's even better," said the White Queen.
Suddenly, the White Queen started to scream.
"Oh,
She shook her hand.
My finger hurts.
What's wrong? Asked Alice. Have you stuck a pin in your finger?
Not yet, replied the White Queen. But I'll do it soon.
When will you do it? Asked Alice, trying not to laugh.
When I pin my shawl again,
the White Queen replied. She took out the pin and started to stick it in her shawl.
It's happened! The pin has slipped! Oh, my poor finger!
She smiled at Alice.
That's how things happen here, you see. Everything goes backwards.
The sky was much lighter now.
I think the crow has gone, said Alice. I'm pleased about that, but I'm so lonely here in Looking Glass Land.
She started to cry.
Think about something and you'll feel better,
the White Queen told her.
Think about the things you've done today. Think about what time it is. Think about anything.
Will that help? Asked Alice.
Well, no one can do two things at the same time,
the White Queen replied.
If you think about something, you won't be able to cry. Now, let's think about how old we are. How old are you?
I'm exactly 10 and a half,
said Alice.
Well, I am 201 years, 5 months, and 1 day,
said the White Queen.
I can't believe that,
said Alice.
Can't you? Shut your eyes and try again,
said the White Queen kindly.
But it's impossible, said Alice. I can't believe something that's impossible.
Oh, I can, replied the White Queen. Sometimes I believe 6 impossible things before breakfast. Oh, my shawl has gone again.
The wind had picked up the shawl and carried it over a little stream. The White Queen ran after it. She jumped over the stream and chased her shawl. Alice followed her over the stream and into the 5th square. Alice looked for the White Queen, but she had gone. Alice decided to stop and rest. Suddenly, she heard a noise.
Baa! Baa!
It was coming from a small shop nearby. Alice walked over to the shop and went inside. It was dark, and a sheep was sitting behind the counter, knitting. She was wearing glasses and a little cap. Alice could see lots of different things: a fan, some spades, some hoops, and even a kite. In the window, there were jars full of sweets and a toy horse. The sheep looked at Alice through her large round glasses.
What do you want to buy?
She asked.
I don't know yet, replied Alice. I'd like to look all round me before I decide.
You can look in front of you, and you can look to both sides. But you haven't got eyes in the back of your head, so you can't look all round you,
said the sheep. Alice started to walk round the shop, but as soon as she looked at a shelf, it became empty. All the other shelves were still full. She tried to look at a pretty doll, but it moved to a higher shelf. It turned into a knitting basket, and then it moved even higher.
I'll follow it to the top shelf, thought Alice. It will have to stop then. It can't go through the ceiling.
But it did.
Will you stop that, please? Said the sheep. You're making me dizzy.
Alice was surprised to see that the sheep was now knitting with 14 needles.
Can you row a boat?
Asked the sheep, giving Alice a pair of needles.
Yes, replied Alice, but not on land and not with knitting needles. Oh!
The needles had turned into oars, and they were now sitting in a little boat on a river. Alice started to row with the oars. The boat moved slowly along. Alice saw some flowers growing by the riverbank.
Can we stop the boat for a minute? She said. I'd like to pick some of those flowers. They're so pretty.
Alice put down the oars. She bent over the side of the boat and started to pick the flowers. Soon, there was a big pile of them in the bottom of the boat.
I've got enough now, said Alice.
She picked up the oars again and started to row. But then, one of the oars got stuck in some plants under the water. As Alice tried to pull it out, the other end caught her under the chin and pushed her off the seat. She fell onto the pile of flowers. The sheep didn't help her. She didn't even stop knitting. But Alice was not hurt, and she climbed back onto the seat.
Now, what do you want to buy?
Asked the sheep.
I've got lots of things. What would you like?
The oars, the boat, and the river had all disappeared. They were back in the little shop. Alice thought for a minute. Then she saw some eggs in a bowl on the counter.
I'd like to buy an egg, please, she said. How much are they?
5 pennies for one egg or 2 pennies for 2 eggs, the sheep replied.
So 2 eggs are cheaper than 1 egg?
Asked Alice as she took her purse from her pocket.
I don't understand.
And if you buy 2, the sheep went on, you must eat them both now.
Then I'll only buy 1, said Alice.
She gave the sheep 5 pennies. Alice stretched out her hand to take the egg, but the sheep picked it up and took it to the other side of the shop. She put the egg on a shelf.
I won't give it to you. You can get it yourself, she said.
Alice walked towards the egg, but it seemed to move further and further away.
It's very dark in here, she said. Is this a chair?
No,
it's got branches. It's a tree. And here's a little stream. This is a very strange shop.
Alice walked behind the egg as it went over the stream and into the 6th square.